This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428, to everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Thank you.
Yes.
We all killing this shit.
To see a girl about a horse.
Oh, what do you mean?
That's what Grandpa used to say, to see a man about a horse.
Uh-huh. And?
So I'm going to see a girl about a horse. I was just having...
What are you doing with flowers?
Going to see a girl.
Well, don't do anything I would do.
Wouldn't do.
That's too negative.
Bye, Ma.
Bye, sweetie.
I love you. North of Addison.
Can do. You meeting a girl?
What makes you say that?
The flowers. You going on a date?
No, I'm just meeting a girl. No date.
Don't do it. Okay? Don't do it.
What are you talking about don't do it?
Don't do it. I can turn the meter off right now and take you home. I won't charge you a penny.
Well, why do you say that?
Because I can tell these. I know these things. That girl gonna break your heart, man. I know these things.
You know she's gonna break my heart.
I know she's gonna break your heart.
I think it'll be fine. I don't think any problem. I'm just going over to see a girl. Nothing more than that.
Not too late. I can still take you home.
No.
Should I wait? Maybe I'll wait.
No, don't wait.
I tried.
Who is
James?
James who?
James Aaron.
I don't know any James.
Then why did you ask James who?
Good night. Hello?
Beth, it's James.
I'll be right down.
Hi.
Thanks. Hey. Why are you here?
Just wanted to see you.
Well, I don't want flowers. I don't want someone to bring me flowers.
So I won't bring you flowers anymore?
No, there's no anymore. There's not going to be an anymore, James. It's...
What about wanting somebody to eat cheese with?
I've never been with a fat guy. I mean, it was fun. It's just a thing, you know. Oh, don't look at me so sad. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be okay. Thanks for the flowers.
Freak out!
Wakey, wakey. Radio Valencia. Broadcasting straight from the mission. The heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Community radio at its best. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else, online, on the streets, in your mind. RadioValencia.fm. Here. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Email station. That's station, STATION, at RadioValencia.fm. And find out how you could possibly have your own radio show. Or if you want to be behind the scenes, in front of the scene, in the middle of the scene, email station at RadioValencia.fm. Or if you have music and you want your music to possibly be played on the air, send it to bands, BANDS, at RadioValencia.fm. That's bands at RadioValencia.fm. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous innuendos. On every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Faco. Here, bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. You just heard Bill McClintock. A mashup. Dig it. Danzig. Twist a Freak with a nice disco. It don't stop. Before that, something from a movie. I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With. Dig that movie. Before that, we had music from Terry Genderbender with Sanar. Then we also had some Blockhead with We All Chillin' and Shit. We had some Machine Drum remixed by Wise with the song Deja Vu, and it featured Ray Brown. And we also had Oliver Jordan with Death Rodeo that we started off with. We are caught up. Shouts outs to all. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. There it is. We're here. Shouts out to everyone in the Bay. More music coming up. You want music, you give me a call. And we'll make it happen. Or you can email me at itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. ITSFACO. And you could contact me also on RadioValencia.fm on the chatterbox. It's possible. Come on through. Everything you need, everything you want, everything you dream can come true. More music on the way. Last week, it was a big week. So many things happening. It just don't stop. I also want to give a big shout out to Juju. Thank you for listening. You got a request coming up on the next musical block. Thank you so much, Juju. You rock. Professional also said, read my mind with the Chanzig Twist of Freak. Nice. Professional also has a request, and I'll throw that up too. Coming up, all will be well. Thank you so much, Professional. Juju, keep on kicking ass. All right, guys, let's see what I can do. Last week, I was trying to get them through one of my spiritual advisors. I have many because I need them, you know. He's been on this show. He's a friend to the Spontaneous Innuendos universe. Let's see if I can get him through.
Hello, Faco.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome David Stolowitz.
What's up, Radio Valencia?
Yes. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, man. I'm out on my porch right now at home, and it's a lovely day down here in South Santa Clara County.
Oh, there we go. I'm glad it's a lovely day, because I'm going to make it crazy now.
Oh, okay. I haven't had enough of that lately.
No. There you have it, Stolowitz. You know, what are we going to do?
About what?
The Pope is dead and the throne is empty.
Oh, they'll pick a new one real soon. They always do.
What are they doing? A paper, rock, scissors?
Well, there is paper. A special kind of paper that makes different kinds of smoke. So that'll work.
And that's how they'll give the signal?
Yeah, so they have little voting cards inside. They're kind of like Valentine's, but with keys and hats on them. And, you know, they run the vote, and if they don't come to a conclusion, they put up black smoke. But if they agree on the new pope, then there's white smoke, and everybody cheers.
But you know what? What if the pope's robe is not ready from the dry cleaners? What are they going to do?
Oh, you think he only has one robe?
Yes. No. I would, dude, I imagine that robe is the same robe the first pope wore, and they just been washing it and bleaching it throughout the centuries. All their sweat is connected, and, you know, it's all one, man. That's what I think. I wouldn't think they would make a new one.
Oh, well, it's been a while since Pope Leo in, what, the 6th century? They've got a lot of other ones to use, even historical ones over the years. And then Frankie, you know, he liked to simplify everything. So he probably reduced the inventory somewhat. But I don't know how the next guy will be. Maybe he'll be fashion crazy and bring back all the high pomp and circumstance.
Bring back. I want him to have advertisements on the Pope to make some money, you know?
But dude, I really would think it's the same robe. It's the same robe passed down generation. And I would think, I mean, I don't know if there's ever been a recorded of a pope maybe like just bursting into flames and that's the only way it was replaced.
And I know which pope it would be too.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, probably not the same exact one. They probably have a couple historical ones, but I'm thinking even with the finest materials, it would have worn out after a while, and they wouldn't want the Pope running around in tattered old rags like a Franciscan.
Oh, yeah, man. You know,
did you ever see Nonsense, Facco? That musical play?
No.
Oh, it was funny. One of the Golden Girls was in it. Ruth McSomething a hand? I don't even remember her name, but they played a bunch of crazy nuns, and they were getting into all sorts of hijinks. And like, they had this one nun there called Sister Mary Amnesia. She didn't realize who she was, and she was always hiding out for the Franciscans under the table.
Oh, she was hiding out like it was an earthquake or something, man?
Yeah. Ruth McClanahan, that was her name. Yeah. She played the Southern lady on Golden Girls. Yeah.
Oh, that was her? Oh, okay. I think that was... Oh, man, I forgot her name in the...
Yeah, I know. Golden I'm Girl. Going to gay hell because I don't know my Golden Girl.
Not Marge. It's something with the M. I'm glad you brought that up. Why can't the nun be the Pope? Go.
Because he's the Holy Father. Pope, Papa, you know, Dad.
In 2025, Stolowitz, it's time the Vatican update.
They're not known for being the most progressive organization, Facco.
You don't say, Stolowitz. We were going the right route with Francis. I think it's time for a woman to be the Pope.
No. Well, in that case, she'd be more like the Mope. The Mama. The Mama. I mean, women can't even be Catholic priests. You know, that was considered heretical. So they have their own thing, and they cloister them apart because they don't want any kind of sexuality whatsoever. I mean, that didn't stop it from happening once in a while, but you know, they still separate them out.
Oh, still like that, man. I mean, break the chains, damn it.
Oh, well, they don't consider golden chains to be chains.
But in San Francisco, there's female priests, or am I wrong?
Not Catholic ones.
Not Catholic.
I mean, there are Protestant denominations where you can be a female pastor or reverend and stuff, but no, the Catholic Church is still against that because it goes back to St. Paul. He had a very dim view of women, unlike Jesus. Like, Jesus encouraged a lot of people to, you know, accept women and forgive them. And, you know, Peter at one point even said they don't deserve life. And he's like, well, I'll make them male, so they will. But St. Paul, you know, he thought that women talking in church was shameful and they should cover their heads and be humble and, you know, learn from men and stuff. And, you know, it's like, oh, we can't challenge St. Paul. So we're stuck with that.
Damn, man, the Catholics are hardcore. They're like a what is it, like a one of those old school golf country clubs where you know, they still don't have women that can come and play golf there, dude.
Oh man, yeah, the Vatican is the ultimate country club.
It's the ultimate country club with every secret you could think of. Let me ask you something. Do you remember when the Pope, when they opened that door, was it in December or something like that? They opened the doorway.
A doorway.
They had like ceremonial opening of a door that's been sealed for a bunch of years. Do you remember that at all?
No, I don't. But yeah, that happens. I mean, Francis, you know, he tried to lift the veil on a lot of things, but he could only do so much himself. And I don't know if the next guy is going to backtrack, because a lot of Catholics were like, oh, he's too liberal. He's ruining Catholicism. So And there's different opinions, you know. Some people are, like, super traditional, and they're still mad that the Mass is in English now. They want it back in Latin because it sounded cooler.
And nobody knows what you're saying, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it sounded mysterious and magical, but now that you know what they're saying, they're like, oh, this isn't as cool as I thought.
You know, I'll play poker with five Vatican priests, but I'm going to say, no Latin at the table, man. Enough with this, dude. English only. I don't want to hear anything like that right now.
All right, ipso.
You know, but, dude, I remember this. This happened, and I'm pretty sure in December, they opened something, and then they opened it, and now the Pope's dead, you know?
Oh, well, they're always opening things, man. And he was an old man anyway. He was 79. And then he had a stroke, you know, so it just happens. Like, I was looking at a picture today of St. Peter's Basilica, and it took them 120 years to get all the art done. And they went through dozens of popes in the meantime. So it's like by the time you get to be pope, you're not going to have much life left anyway.
Every pope, I want to say that at least in our lifetime has been like at least in their 70s, right?
Yeah, well, that's part of a larger trend with what did they call it?
like cocoon?
The gerontocracy, yeah. With people just living longer and longer. Although for our generation, at least in the U.S., the lifespan has now been reduced. Now the average American is only going to live to be 72, which means a 36-year-old is considered middle age, just like in Old Testament times.
Oh, man, we're going to the Old Testament times now, huh?
Yeah, like Psalm 90 was supposed to be from Moses, and he said, you know, oh, if we're lucky, we'll live to be 70, you know, 80 if we're really strong.
And, you know,
and okay. That was better than the Middle Ages when people usually only lived to their 40s.
Oh, hey, so
somebody who was 50 in the Middle Ages was considered, you know, a rare miracle full of wisdom.
Oh, for sure, man. I mean, with no showering and going to, you know, countless brothels, it's going to keep your life short, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, people were very superstitious about bathing. They thought it would wash your soul away.
That's exactly what it comes, what I'm saying about the Pope's outfit not being washed. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly that's what I'm coming down to, man. All the juices from all the popes, man, and their balls hanging against the robe, and it's like, well, magical.
They weren't flying free under there. They have holy underwear, you know.
Like, they got holes in their underwear.
Not that kind of holy, unless you want to go way back.
And so, you know, what did they call the Pope's hat? What did they call that?
Oh, it's called a mitre.
So
they actually took it from the Mithra religion, mitre Mithra. So that was like in Roman times, they were kind of like the Masons of their day. It was a popular form of social networking and stuff. And a lot of the Mithraists converted to Christianity because they saw a lot of similarity in it. And so they brought a lot of their traditions into the church, and it really had nothing to do with Jesus or Judaism.
So the mitre might have been, you know, right on their testes then, too. They had one there, too.
What? No, it was on their hat, dude. It was their hat. It's that big funky hat that sticks up.
But there's also one where he wears it looks like a yarmulke almost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that little one, the skull cap.
Is it called a Catholica?
Yarmulke, yeah. Yeah, that's just a little head cap. But yeah, usually the cardinals wear that, but then the Pope made it fashionable again. So it's a little simpler than putting on the big mitre.
Oh, okay. And here's what I was talking to you about. It says the Pope opened five sacred portals on Christmas Eve. The rituals have never been done before. The door of St. Peter's was sealed shut by a wall of bricks. Do you remember hearing this?
No.
This happened on Christmas Eve. I don't know why they did it, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember Francis had this program he was doing called The Doors of Mercy and stuff, but I don't remember the specifics about it. And there's so many old doors in Vatican City that have been closed or unopened for centuries, so you can always find some new corner to open up.
Well, maybe the Pope will bring back the Meals on Wheels program. I heard they're cutting that, dude.
Oh, dude, that food is so god-awful anyway. Like, they say it's nutritious, but only in, like, the most scientific kind of abstract way. It tastes like shit, dude. I've been a caretaker for years, and, you know, they keep delivering that stuff even when you say you've got enough, so it just piles up in your freezer. And you cook that stuff up, man. It's like the worst TV dinner you've ever had. I had a couple of them, and we had to stick a bunch of butter and spices on it just to make it palatable. It's god-awful food.
Man, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's better than starving, I guess, which could be a problem. But, you know, seniors don't really enjoy that. They want a well-cooked meal with friends and family. Yeah. I like to provide that when I can.
Yeah, that's great. That would be nice. So, front runners. Do you know any front runners? Are you keeping an eye on the free on the, you know, first round draft picks of the people who are going to be all the rookies? Are you keeping an eye on this, man? Are they doing like in the NFL they do combines where they find out who's the fastest?
Yeah, I got a line on DraftKings right now.
Yes, they're finding who's the fastest pope, who jumps the highest, who says the prayers the fastest, man. You know.
Oh my God! No, well, it's a political decision more than anything about what's going to appease and make a good compromise for the greatest number of Catholics. So they won't pick somebody who's too extreme in any direction. They want, you know, they'll probably just pick somebody milquetoast like they usually do. No. I mean, Francis was really unusual, but I think he had also enjoyed a lot of popular support, and that helped. One of the big things was, until the last century, all the popes had always been Italian. Like, even when John Paul II, I think he was Polish, was elected, that was a big deal. Because they're like, oh my God, a pope that's not Italian? And then we had an Argentine just now, after a German. So who knows what's next. But one of the things was that Pope Francis was picked because it reflected a demographic shift. I mean, Italy's population has been really declining a lot, and COVID wiped out a lot of their seniors on top of it. Meanwhile, in Latin America, you know, the population is booming, where it's getting to be a problem because there's not enough for everybody. So, you know, seeing that the Pope's going to be from South America, you know, is just getting up to speed with everything. So maybe we'll have another Latino Pope. Who knows?
Double the Latino. I'll be all right. Yeah. You know, right now they're like talking right now. Has it started already?
Yeah, they're in there voting and stuff. And I'm sure we'd hear if they had made a decision.
I think they make all the popes go through like the American Gladiators obstacle course to see who's like, you know.
Well, everybody is locked up inside that chapel with all the beautiful artwork. Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel. That's it. And they can't leave until they make a decision, kind of like a jury.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so they have a real incentive to come to a conclusion, but they also want to think it through thoroughly to make sure they make the right decision, because everybody's going to have to live with it.
Right. Okay. You know.
Yeah, and not everybody wants to be pope, and not everybody should be pope. It's kind of like in organizations when they're like, oh, do you want to be a manager? And it's like, do I want to do all this extra work for only $3 more an hour?
Yeah. Do I want the whole world looking at me? You know, do I want that? Do I want to be in front of the camera? Can you say no to being the pope?
I think people have, but then they strongly encourage them. And eventually it's like, if other people decide you should be, you know, it's kind of like you have to submit yourself to the authority of the group. There was a movie about this, The Shoes of the Fishermen. I think that was, an 80s or 70s movie with Anthony Quinn about this whole thing. And his character in the movie, he didn't want to be pope. but they were like, no, we really need you to do this. And so he stepped up.
Okay. I could see them, you know, they're doing their little meeting. You have their little conclave. And just like everywhere else, I don't care what anybody says, there's still a little crew, a little secret crew that kind of has their little side meeting as well. The secret crew that runs everything. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not secret with the Vatican. You know, they make decisions based on their hierarchy that's existed for over 1,000 years.
You know, okay. So I can see them right now going, okay, whatever we do, let's not make the Pope American, whatever we do, you know? They might be doing that, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, have you looked at the candidates? Because you might know more about it than I do. Are there any American Cardinals up for it?
I've got everybody's baseball card in my pocket right now, man.
Ooh, and, those are gonna be collector's items.
Collector's edition, future stars, man.
Augustine, okay. Are you hitting our cat with an old pancake? Get out of here.
don't hit the cat with a pancake. Use a waffle.
Oh, man. You know, he always cooks too much. He's like, hey, would you like another one? Well, I made it anyway.
So I got people talking. Professional says the Vatican archives never to be witnessed. You heard something about that?
The Vatican archives are pretty rare, but they will let people in there from time to time if they have a good reason and they get permission. Like scientists or philosophers or historians who want to do some research. But most of the time, yeah, they keep it secret because they want to control the information.
Of course. And Akilah Kincaid says, first he said, drowning in Pope Jews. Then he says, doggone fish god. And then he says, Filipino Pope. Filipino Pope.
Wait, what? Where
do we go? The who, the what, and when, where? Doggone fish god. What's that? D-O-G-O-N fish god. What's that?
Oh, well, it's Dagon. That was an old Canaanite pagan god. It was one of these post-flood heroes who was supposed to help restore humanity after everything went to shit. So it was kind of like, you know, how the Noah story, how he builds an ark. And, you know, survives the flood and then restarts civilization. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of stories like that in the ancient world. You know, there's some communication that went on, even across great distances. But over time, you know, it turned idolatrous, you know, by the time that Israel was a thing.
What's idolatrous?
Well, do you know what an idol is?
Yes.
Yeah, an idol is an image or a picture of something on earth that's worshipped as a god. You know, it's given more power than it should be to the point where kids get sacrificed to it. So, you know, Dagon was like that with all the other pagan gods and stuff. It just went way too far, and so it got wiped out. And I don't know what that has to do with the Pope other than some wild swing conspiracism.
Pope Mitri, Dagon fish god.
Mitri. Well, Mitri, again, mitre. That's, you know, that people are drawing connections here without a lot of evidence, though. That, you know, it's just like they're not very critical about these things.
It's 2025. Hey, it's 2025. You don't need evidence anymore. You just got to say it.
Apparently, God. It is pretty frustrating, though.
Hey, you know.
Because it's like, you know. I get frustrated with official authorities, too. But at the same time, it's like Joe Bob off of YouTube doesn't always know what he's talking about. You know, he's not well-researched. He's not well-informed. His logic isn't sound. He doesn't have any real evidence. And he's running on speculation and loose ties that aren't really there. And people just project whatever they want to see.
Hey, you know, to be fair, there's not really much evidence to believe in a religion. To believe in a god, right?
Well, I mean, that depends on who you talk to.
Or in what you read.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people would agree with you and a lot of people would disagree.
Yeah, oh yeah, a lot of people would stone me right now if I said that right now.
Yeah, they would.
You know? You know, but I'm telling you, who knows what's going to be. If you ask me who the next pope is, I'm going to quote you a movie. Quote you a movie from... the movie's called Passenger 57. You ready?
Okay.
Always bet on black.
What?
That's.
You think there'll be a black pope?
Yes.
That'd be interesting. I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of cardinals from Africa, so
there is. I saw it, man, and that was the feeling I got. So I think it's gonna be an African, man. It's coming from Africa. Why not? We did South America. We've done Europe. You know, let's skip North America and let's just go to Mother Africa, man. I'm down with that, you know?
Okay. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I don't know if it'll happen. I mean, I don't know. There might be a lot of racism still going on.
Hey, that's great. We'll see. We're going to see it, man. You know what I'm saying? And sure. But I bet, that's my bet, man. Like, I'm going to go to Vegas and put money on Africa, man. And
I wonder somewhere in Vegas if people actually are taking bets on this.
Dude, let's do it. It's like the Super Bowl poll. You know what I'm saying? Pick a square. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's next to the horse racing track of Bally's.
I'm telling you guys, it's going to be nuts. Who knows? You know, people think like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, but it kind of does matter. Stolowitz, what do you think?
Yeah, it matters to Catholics.
Definitely.
To a certain extent to other people, too, because it's like if the Pope takes a stance on something, you know, that's like a nation in itself. And you're dealing with, you know,